Hey, Brother Two Posts, what's that noise?
Hey, it sounds like a semi-truck that just parked right in front of us running, making a bunch of noise.
And we were all set up, but we're going to stay here because it's not a big deal. It's a good flesh killer, isn't it?
I hope you're all doing well today. We arrived, we had a long drive today, and we finally got real close to the final state we're going to be in for a few months doing ministry, and we came to this Walmart that we know of, and usually it's pretty quiet here.
It used to be.
And all of a sudden, the semis seem to have found it. The truckers seem to have found it. Now there's truckers all over. And they're kind of noisy, but we need truckers too.
Yeah.
So whatever, we'll deal with it. It's not too bad. And we got to get used to noise out here anyway.
Good flesh killer. Oh, yeah. We're used to noise quite a bit anyway.
Yeah, so we had a good long drive. We arrived safely. We always praise God for that. Every time we roll into a new town, I always just... I'm thankful that we made it. We didn't crash. We didn't get stuck somewhere.
Beautiful, beautiful drive.
Yeah, another
sunny
beautiful
day,
drive across
perfect weather.
Georgia countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at a gas station. I had a witnessing session. It was awesome. So I'm getting gas, and I come outside, and I'm about ready to leave, and I see this guy in this little yellow schoolie, one of those little short schoolie buses. So I go walk over to talk to him. He's about 40 years old. And I said, "You live in that?" He goes, "No, it's my workshop." And I said, "What?" I said, "Can I see in there?" So he opened the back and he let me take a picture. He's a mobile semi mechanic, and he goes out on the highway and helps guys fix their trucks when they break down.
That's awesome.
And he uses that schoolie as his workshop, so that was pretty cool. And I said, "Hey, we live in those vans over there." And he was looking at our vans, and I said, "This is what I travel to do." And I said, "Has anybody ever explained the gospel to you?" And he goes, "The gospel?" I said, "Yeah, the good news, how to find eternal life, what Jesus did." He goes, "No, nobody's ever told me that." We're in the middle of the Bible Belt. The guy's 40 years old. He said nobody's ever told him the gospel. He got the gospel today, Sister Emin.
Praise God. Right place, right time. God's timing.
It was awesome. He listened to it. He thanked me. He said, "I'm going to look into your website." And I got a video of his little truck driving away, so we'll probably post that up. I didn't get an audio talking to him, but we'll post the video of his truck driving away. So that was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, praise God.
And then we stopped at a rest stop. We stop at every rest stop we can. We give out gospel cards. We talk to people.
Yeah.
There was a man sleeping on the sidewalk. I don't know if he was really sleeping or if it was a stunt to collect money. Yeah, they lay there and use stunts to collect money.
Yeah, we've seen that.
I left him something. With a gospel card, not cash. We never give cash.
No.
I left him something with a gospel card. And so hopefully he woke up if he was sleeping. Or if he was faking, hopefully he got that and he would receive the truth.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting.
That would be hope, yeah.
Yeah, then we left a bunch of gospel cards all over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so that was pretty awesome. What's up with you today, Sister Em?
Well, I was thinking about those waysides, you know, and...
Waysides, rest stops.
Yeah, how many people come and go through there in a day? Probably can't even count them all. Maybe one person will get the truth, and maybe it will be seeds planted.
It's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
So you were reading last night, you read this verse, Philippians 3:15, and there's one part of this verse I wanted to talk about. "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." And I got another verse, but I wanted to say that while we're on the streets, how many times do we hear, "We're all sinners," and then we tell them, "Well, if you're in Christ, you know, through the gospel, you're not a sinner, you're now a saint as a born-again child of God." And you may slip into sin, but you don't stay in it. And then they like to say, they say, "Well, maybe we're doing a whole bunch of sins that we don't even know about." And it made me think about this verse that I just read about God revealing it unto us. And then John 16:13. "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come."
Amen.
So I think we have enough power in our Savior that he's going to, through the Holy Spirit, show us everything we need to know.
Yeah, they're just looking for a cloak to stay in their sin.
Yeah.
And they often will say, too, "We're all just a bunch of sinners." And I ask them, "What sin will the Holy Spirit not help you leave?" And nobody's ever given me an answer yet. They can't name a sin that the power of God can't help them stop, yet they claim they're all helpless for sin. Well, if you're not truly born of God and you're a false convert, you truly are in bondage to sin. But Christ came to set us free.
Great. Amen.
So I praise God for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point, Sister Amen. Uh-huh. I got to encourage, I talked to a couple brothers tonight on the phone, and one of the brothers read a study he did on youth pastors are unbiblical, or youth ministries are unbiblical, talked about all the foolishness and everything, how youth are supposed to grow up, be taught by older men, be sober. Youth ministries teach them to be silly, foolish, stay immature, and all that type of stuff. And then after that, I got to get on the phone and encourage a young man. He's like 18, mm-hmm. 18 years old, right out of high school. And I met him when we were out witnessing. He wants to follow Christ. So I'm getting to encourage this young man and teach him some things he needs to work on. And he seems like, how do I say this? He seems like a whiteboard that hasn't been written on much, meaning he's pretty undefiled when it comes to not being taught a bunch of false religion and a bunch of garbage. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm thankful for that. And so I get to talk to him, and we're going to be Bible studying together. So that's quite a blessing.
Yeah.
What else on your heart, Sister Amen? Let's go for it.
On the side of a truck, we didn't see it, but brother told us to watch for the truck, and then it turned off before it got to us. Had a scripture verse on it, Jeremiah 29:11, so I looked it up. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And you and brother were talking about that today.
Yeah. But what were we talking about?
How people twist the scriptures. And when you read this verse, it's like it makes it all encompassing to anybody, you know. Yeah. Having a good end, an expected end, thoughts right. of peace and not evil. Well,
that was given to Israel.
Yeah.
Not worldly, wicked people in America.
Yeah, and there will be wrath to come.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If people don't repent.
As usual, they twist the scriptures to their own
yeah,
demise.
That's what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. What else you have
and then
today?
I have, as we were driving along, maybe you didn't see it, the I Am church.
The no,
church
I didn't see it.
Called I Am.
I saw hundreds of churches, but I didn't see that one.
I don't know. I just happened to see that. Well, it was in the countryside. And nothing
church.
Else was around there. It's the church called I Am.
Okay.
And Exodus 3:14, I was thinking of the verse of it. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And then John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. You know, and I did a quick look up on that church. And the first thing I saw on there, and I didn't look any further, a woman pastor. So they're naming their church, I Am. Yeah. I mean, just saying those words
and
is
defiling
like
God's truth
God's
by
word.
Having women pastors.
Oh, I know. They defile it in many, many ways.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just picking those words, I Am,
yeah.
That's pretty big. I know any of them are, but I don't know. That's like more of an in-your-face type thing.
We were talking about that, too, with the brothers. They were talking about all the different names of the churches. Yeah. Awake Church, Revival Church, Liquid Church, all these foolish names. And I told them it's a marketing ploy because people are, they do market studies. What name will draw more people? Oh, Liquid Church, honey. We could really flow there. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot better than a Bible church, which even that wouldn't be a
yeah.
biblical name today because they're not Bible churches. They're false churches, not teaching the biblical truth. So, yeah, that's
just
interesting.
Deeper perversion.
We see all kinds of billboards and all kinds of false ministries and stuff when we travel.
Oh, yeah, lots and lots.
We've exposed a few of them on the internet. I guess we got to just keep exposing more of them.
Yeah, when we can.
Yeah. We thought about one topic, dropping your net. Any thoughts on that, Sister Emma?
Well, we see examples of it in the Bible. You can either drop it physically for real or and leave, like we were talking about, drop things and run like they did back then. Go,
yeah.
Maybe not run, but go. Or if you have to stay, you can still drop everything.
Yeah, I got a scripture verse here. Mark 1:16-20. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. Jesus said unto them, come after me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. So they dropped their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, thence he saw the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. So they literally dropped their nets and they went and they followed Jesus. So that's one way to do it. that's probably the best way to follow Christ, is leave your old life, leave the old people, leave your old surroundings, leave your old church, leave everything behind, and go and just rely on Christ. But I know that's probably not always possible for everybody. And then there's other people that have to kind of drop their nets, and they have to separate themselves, but maybe they can't quite leave completely. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So you can stay right where you are and still come out from among them.
Amen. Yeah, many people do it.
Yeah.
By the power of God, you can do all things.
Yeah. Like this young man I'm helping, he may not be able to leave where his surroundings, but he can leave the bad influences, and he can remove them from his life, and he can basically drop his nets even if he doesn't run off to follow Christ. So,
right, because if we look in the Old Testament, we see lots and lots of examples where God has protected his people right
yeah,
where they were.
He used them right where they were.
Yeah, and they were still separate.
Yeah. The most important thing is that you drop your net in your life to follow Christ at some point, whether leaving physically or you left everything else. Pluck it out, rip it out, cut it out, and follow Christ with all that you are.
Amen.
What else, Sister Amin?
Well, I did share some already.
Got anything else?
I have a scripture verse.
Go for it.
This would be what I have, the last of what I have. 2 John 1:9-11. Whosoever transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abide in the doctrine of Christ, he hath born the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds.
Mm.
Just a good warning for you sisters out there who might not realize that verse is in there, and that you got to be careful not to be a man pleaser and be telling false teachers like Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Have a nice day. Venice.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry I can't talk to you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that, because now you're a partaker of their evil deeds. You don't want them to have a good day. You want them to be tormented by the truth
yeah.
and to repent.
Yeah, that's a good point. So yeah, a lot of times when I leave them, I like to rebuke them and tell them they better turn and repent. They're going to lose their souls.
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember that. Tomorrow we have a very short drive. That'll be nice. And good Lord willing, we break into Florida. That's the state we're going to be in for the next few months, bopping around, doing a bunch of ministry, because the weather's good, lots of events going on all around, so we're looking forward to getting down there. I wonder what awaits us there, Sister Amin. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, probably people that are going to get the gospel. That's what's waiting for us.
Yeah, and probably a lot of trials and tribulations.
Oh, yeah.
And probably a lot of various situations
yep.
that we always have to deal with and walk in the Spirit, but that's okay. God's worthy.
Oh, yeah, it's all written in the book that we can
yep.
expect it all.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. I have one verse, last verse to close out, three verses. Revelation 22:1-3, we're working through the book of Revelation right now, verse by verse. And he showed me a pure river, a water of life. Check this out. Clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb, and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, there on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no curse, no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Yeah, go look that up. Go read the book of Genesis. You'll see there was a river. You'll see there was a tree of life. It's all being replayed. It's all coming back again. History repeats itself. And then the Bible says Christ, the world was cursed by sin, and then Christ became a curse for us. And look at there, the curse is undone because of the Lamb of God. That's pretty awesome. There'll be no more curse. The throne of God, the Lamb of God, it shall be, and his servants shall serve him. What a glorious thing we get to look forward to.
Yeah, let's not lose sight of that, because that really encourages us as we keep pressing through every day enduring, right?
Yeah, amen, amen. Yeah. Got to keep your eyes on the prize, keep racing forward, not, like we said yesterday, not looking backwards.
Yeah.
And making sure that you are ready. Last thought, are you fit and worthy for the kingdom of God? Oh, Christ was fully worthy for his part. Are you fit and worthy for the part that God's called you to do, to obey him, to walk, to preach the gospel and live it? So check that out. Test yourself. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Make sure you're born again. Don't be deceived. Don't be a reprobate. Examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Make sure that you really are of the faith, and we're here to help you.
Amen.
Till next time. We're down the gospel road tomorrow, Lord willing.
We love you all.
Hopefully we get some sleep from this noisy trucker over here. May God be praised.